Okay, 11:52 a.m. Sunday, November the 10th, 2019. Yeah, yesterday was yesterday was a day of leg rest. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. I got a bit of conflict with.
No, because you get
both morning and evening walks. I didn't get either in yesterday. Just about the time I was thinking I needed to get out for my morning walk, I got a service request for my eldest child, and that took me into the early afternoon. And then later I had to do some tech support in the time slot that would normally be my walking time. So, well, I got my 5,000 words. I got like 5,100 yesterday. I did not get walking time. I spent the walking time writing or taking care of family. So, I didn't get either walk in yesterday. I should break 50,000 for NaNoWriMo this afternoon. I'm at 3,500. It might be 3,200. 3,300. Somewhere in there, anyway. I've got under 2,000 words left to go to break 50,000 for NaNoWriMo. I've just adjusted my goals for the words to be 100,000 by the 20th, which is my normal nano goal, 5K a day for 20 days in a row. So far it's going along. I had 2,000 words by the time I got around to making oatmeal this morning. Got another 1,500 or so since then, and realized that the morning was going to be gone if I didn't get my butt moving. So, hello, this is my butt moving. Looking ahead, the week is so far largely unclaimed up until Saturday the 16th, when I'm going to lose the morning completely because I have to be in Denver at like 8:15, which means I need to leave here at 7. This means I need to be moving by 6:30 at the latest. This morning I wasn't moving until 7. So yeah, that's... to be fair, I was up at 5:30 feeding the cats, but then decided, no, I'm going to take a nap. And I did. And I feel better for it. He seems quite excited that I should be walking past. So it is not a pretty morning. It's mostly cloudy, although it's almost 60 degrees. In fact, it may be 60 degrees by now, which is lovely. Yesterday was beautiful sunny day. I think it was highs in the 70s. It was gorgeous, and I just kept looking outdoors saying, damn it. it was tough. But you do what you have to do, and chips tend to fall. So try not to get too I spent the day yesterday just saying, you know, it is what it is. I'll get my 5,000 before I go to bed. And I had enough of it before. Actually, I had 4,000 before 10:30. I thought I was going to have a completely clear afternoon yesterday. That went out the window. But I did make my 5K. I did make 5,100. I'd get a little bit of a chance to play yesterday. Before the next round of catastrophes. There's a difficulty with external graphics cards that I did not take into consideration when I was helping my daughter replace her monitor yesterday. And the difficulty is, if your motherboard requires a setting to recognize the external card, she has a very nice external graphics driver card, and it overrides the onboard graphics. But it lacked a VGA port on the card. And there was no DVI, which was what her normal cable is, on the monitor. No VGA on the card. Although they both had, getting ahead of the story, the monitor had HDMI, but she couldn't find the HDMI on her card. It was hidden behind a little cap. Looked like something other than a cap for an HDMI port. And so then she was stuck with not having an HDMI cable, but she borrowed one from one of her roommates and they got it working. She's just going to get an HDMI cable of her own. Had we known, because I thought she said she had two of them, had I known, we could have just picked it up when we got the monitor. However, that was then, this is now. I'm walking. So yeah, 59,000 words, 49,000 words. 49,500, I think. I need to write more than that to get my 5,000 for the day, so I'll be well over. I'll be well over 50,000 words by the time the day ends. According to NaNoWriMo, and I'm not sure I trust their numbers because their website has been really flaky, really painful. They don't have the word count widgets. They don't have the word war tools so that you can see how your buddies are doing. You can stack them all up in a word war, see who's doing best. You can't do that. Until yesterday, it appeared to be randomly adding in words. So you go in and you'd update and you'd be like 36,000 words. And you'd refresh the page and it would say 36,000 words. But then you go in to add the next batch. And it would say you had 38,000 words, or 39,000 words, or 40,000 words. I got the 40,000 word bonus when I told it I had 36,000. And so what it looked like was actually, it was adding your average words per day. Perhaps expecting you to do the update for the same amount every day or something. I don't know. They did get that repaired yesterday. So now okay, I've got this many words, and you go back to it later. It's still that many words, which is what it's supposed to be. But the community, as you might imagine, communities being what they are, being the kind and forgiving souls, the community is not exactly happy. It's screwed. For the Words, however, is still my darling. My darling, my darling, my darling for the Words. I'm something over 70,000 words for the last 26 or 7 days. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. And remember that the first few days were like 500 words. So I've made up all of that and brought it up to something close to 3,000 words a day on average for the last 70 days, or the last 27 days. So by the time I get to the 20th and I have 100,000 words just this month, that's gonna boost the average up, which it'll make it easy for me to keep a 2,000 word a day average. Even though I only plan on writing 2,000 words a day, I'll have a lot of words in the bank. I'll have a lot of words in the bank to keep my average, my daily average going into next year, well above 2,000. I will see, maybe 2,000 words is too small. Maybe I can go to 3,000 words. 3,000 words would be basically a novel every 33 days worth. 99,000 words, 33 days, that's 3K a day. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work. I really don't know if it's going to work. All I'm doing is trying things out. For the Words, it's a little crackers right now because they have the event going, the NaNoWriMo event, and we're being given all of these whacked kinds of quests. I've got one now that you have to write 25,000 words. That's on top of the 45,000 words I've already written for it. And my reward will be a spacesuit. It's not even it's just a cosmetic, something for my avatar to wear. So I'm amused. I've already got the hair. I got the red suit. I got the red suit for doing the first three quests in the suit quest line. Only to discover this morning that there's a fourth quest and a fifth quest stacked up behind them. And this is going to be 25. I suspect the next one will be like, I don't know, 35, 40 by the end of the month. I guess it's December 8th when this event officially concludes. So I'm looking for the orange suit next. We'll see if I get it. My daughter said, "Oh no, you're going to die." And I said, "What?" She says, "You're a red-suited crewman." My job here is done. So she's also freaking out. This is the same kid who's going to be doing the other half of this first Barbarian book. And she's a little freaked out that I'm at 50,000 or nearly at 50,000 when she's barely breaking. I think she said she was at like 25 or 30. And she felt like she was really far behind. It's like, okay, this is day 9, you're at 30,000 words. She might be only at 20,000. I don't remember now. It doesn't matter, she's got time. And it's not like I'm going to boost her out the airlock if she doesn't have it done by the end of the month. I'm just going to go write something else and keep writing something else until I run out of things to write, or I can't write anymore, I guess. But I do need to get afternoon free. pretty soon. I'll have most of it free today. I'm gonna just warm up some leftovers for lunch. Maybe slap together a sandwich. And hope that she doesn't call and ask me to run an HDMI cable over to her. She's off work for the next 5 days, so not having the cable is a problem. She works next door to Best Buy, so when she goes to work, she can pick one up, but she's not going to be at work for 5 days, four more days, you know. That might be an overwhelming obstacle for her. I don't know, we'll see. She may just bite the bullet, walk over, pick one up. She lives about a mile and a half away from it. Doesn't drive, doesn't ride the bus. She has a bicycle, but doesn't ride it. Which is kind of too bad, because this is a perfect bicycle town. It's pretty much flat everywhere. There's a few real low hills. There's one big one, but it's off on the edge of town. It's nowhere near anything that she needs to go to. So let's see, I tried Miranda. It's Miranda Hart. It's a series from the BBC. It's 3 seasons. I watched like 2 of them. And they were funny in an extremely self-deprecating way. Tom Ellis, the guy who played Lucifer, is her foil, which is a little shocking because he's much younger than he was when he was doing Lucifer. Anyway, I turned it off. I don't know if I'm going to go back to The Expanse or I'm going to go someplace else. Lately, I've been watching YouTube videos on Skyrim. Major Slack attack. The guy is crazy. The guy is... He comes up with all of these, stretching the mechanic to the absolute limit, schemes, and then proceeds to play a character through this wackazoid scheme. And one was pure mage. He played a pure mage for a while. No weapons at all. You had to do everything with magic. No stealing. He made a pure thief, where you couldn't buy anything. You had to steal everything. The one he's doing now is a combat archer, and one of the common playstyles is a sneaky archer, so somebody who relies on stealth and archery to overcome. And sneaky archers are really fun to play. But not being able to sneak, not being able to use sneak-based attacks, puts a strain on his archery. Because if you get a sneak attack in with a bow, it's like 3 times more powerful. So it's interesting watching him stretch these mechanics as far as they'll go and to get different ideas about how I might play one. I started an arcane archer. I had an arcane thief, arcane assassin, but I didn't like the way it was going, so I started a new one. That is fun, something else to do. What am I reading? I'm still reading Dakota Crouts. I've just gone to the second book in a series of the Completionist series. It's like Dakota, like the state, and Kraut, like trout with a K. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.